Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Audio CD&D Indie Podcast, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. The Austrian ATX went lower in week 5. We saw a fall of 0.43% to 3,440 points. In our private investor relations universe, consisting of 35 shares, Varimbex, Addiko Bank and UBM were the best performers. News came from Piero Mobility, FACC, BOR, CIMO, Vienna Insurance Group, RBI, UBM, Agrana, BAWAG and SIMO. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and hear the news from the private investor relations universe in week 5, Monday. Pyra Mobility, the Pyra Mobility Group, with brands like e.g. KTM, Husqvarna, Gasgas increased consolidated sales by around 9% to a new record of €2,661 million in the 2023 financial year, previous year, €2,437 million. Despite difficult economic conditions and upheaval in the bicycle industry, the preliminary operating result, EBIT, fell by around 32% to €160 million, previous year, €235 million, which corresponds to an EBIT margin of 6.0%. In the motorcycle segment, the EBIT margin is around 9%, which is within the originally planned range of 8-10%. On the other hand, the reorganization of the bicycle segment had a significant negative impact on earnings. At €324 million, the operating result before depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, is around 15% below the previous year's figure, which corresponds to an EBITDA margin of 12.2%. With 280,206 KTM motorcycles sold, 67,462 Husqvarna motorcycles sold and 29,532 Gasgas motorcycles sold in the 2023 financial year, in addition to the motorcycles sold by MV Agusta, 1,852, and CF Moto, 2,503, sales totaled 381,555 motorcycles, 2022, 375,492 units. Pyra Mobility, weekly performance, minus 2.39%. FACC, Eroszpyska supplier FACC has received an order from EF for the development and production of essential components for the company's EVTOL. By this contract, FACC further strengthens its position as one of the leading companies in the uprising UAM market. EVE Air Mobility is dedicated to accelerating the urban air mobility, UAM, ecosystem. The company's EVTOL aircraft is designed to carry 4 passengers and 1 pilot. FACC has been awarded the contract for the development and production of the horizontal and the vertical tail and its movables, rudder and elevator, as well as the aileron. The entire contract has a volume in the high double-digit million range. FACC, weekly performance, minus 0.35%. Tuesday, Power. Construction group Power has issued a deeply subordinated bond to refinance its 2020 and 2021 hybrid bonds, which are repayable for the first time in February 2025 and November 2026, respectively. The bond achieved a volume of €135 million and has a coupon of 9.5%. With the tailwind of our positive corporate development and the expected good result for 2023, we can now take this important step towards securing our equity structure in the long term. We have easily reached our target volume and thus ensure planning security for the next 5 years, says Karl-Heinz Strauss, CEO of Power. Weekly performance, minus 7.16%. CAMO, based on independent external appraisals, Real estate company CMO expects a net property revaluation loss of around €375 million for the fourth quarter of 2023 due to a continued weak market environment. For the 2023 financial year, the net property revaluation loss amounts to around €530 million, around €-5.4 per share. Despite a very successful operating year with an expected EBITDA of more than €300 million, due to the net property revaluation loss, a consolidated net result of around €-230 million is expected for the 2023 financial year. CMO, weekly performance, -1.00%. Wednesday, VIG. Gunter Geier informed that he will no longer be available as chairman of the supervisory board of Vienna Insurance Group, VIG, after his current mandate expires. His term of office ends on May 24, 2024, with the annual general meeting resolving on the 2023 financial year. Gunter Geier has played a key role in the development of Vienna Insurance Group as the leading insurance group in Central and Eastern Europe. VIG. Weekly performance, -1.69%. RBI, Raiffeisen Bank International, RBI generated a consolidated profit of €2.386 billion in 2023, 2022, €3.63 billion. RBI once again demonstrated its stability and earnings strength in the 2023 business year. Overall, we can be very satisfied with the past financial year, said RBI CEO Johann Strobel. The management board will propose a dividend of €1.25 per share, 2022, €0.8. RBI, weekly performance, -4.65%. UBM, in the initial weeks of the year, UBM Development and Polis Immobilien were already able to sign the lease agreements for the entire retail space at Timber Pioneer, in Frankfurt's up-and-coming Europe Viertel. Food retailer Netto Mark and Discount is leasing almost 990 square meters for 15 years, and Frankfurt fitness chain Fitzevener Leven is leasing 540 square meters for 12 years. Back in March last year, a lease agreement for almost 10,000 square meters was signed with capital management company Universal Investment as the anchor tenant. This only leaves roughly 4,600 square meters of available office space throughout the whole building. Assignment of the retail space means that over 70% of Timber Pioneer has been leased prior to completion, says Bertold Wild, chairman of the management board of UBM Development Germany. UBM, weekly performance, 4.63%. Thursday, Power. Rummeltechnik GmbH buys 100% of the shares in the gravel extraction company Pannonia, with 11 million tons of gravel resources. The main business areas of the Pannonia Group are raw material processing and delivery, as well as earthworks and landfill operations. With this step, we are expanding our competencies in the area of raw material processing. We also ensure that our construction sites in the greater Vienna area are supplied with additives for the production of concrete, explains Power CEO Karl-Heinz Strauss. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, -1.58%. CMO, following the spin-off of all property management activities in CE and Austria, and the minority stake sale in a CE facility management business, Austrian real estate company CMO has taken the next step towards simplifying the business model and focusing the company on core activities with a spin-off of its wholly owned construction management subsidiary Omnicon Gesellschaft für Innovationsbauen MBH via a management buyout. CMO, weekly performance, -1.00%. Aden S operated in a challenging market environment in the first three quarters of the financial year 2023-24. In comparison with a strong prior year period, consolidated revenue declined by 19% to €1,205 million in the first three quarters of the financial year 2023-24, PY, €1,489 million. EBIT fell from €214 million to €63 million. After a strong second quarter, demand in the third quarter was once again relatively weak in some market segments. The markets for mobile devices and industrial applications weakened significantly. While notebooks and PCs saw a slight recovery, the market for servers slowed down further. In this environment, we continue to push our efficiency programs, which we intensified a year ago, to ensure a sustainable optimization of our company's cost structure, says CEO Andreas Gerstenmayer. In the second half of 2024, a general market recovery is expected in our industry. We can consequently assume that capacity utilization at our existing plants will improve, and we are prepared for the rebound of the market with the go-live of our plant in Kulim, which is scheduled for the end of the year. We will therefore have a good chance to participate in a market recovery with our improved cost structures, at an S, weekly performance, -9.48%. Borag. Borag Group announced the signing of a transaction to acquire 100% of the shares in NAB, from ASR Nederland NV, ASR, for a consideration of €510 million payable at closing. The acquisition will expand Borag Group's footprint in the Dutch retail and SME banking space and position it for future growth in one of the bank's core markets. The transaction, subject to customary closing conditions, including regulatory approvals, is expected to close in the second half of 2024. Further, the group published the preliminary financial results for the full year 2023, reporting a net profit of €683 million, earnings per share €8.31, and an ROTS of 25.0%. The operating performance of our business was strong, with pre-provision profits of €1,040 million and a cost-income ratio of 31.8%. For the fourth quarter 2023, Borag Group reported a net profit of €177 million, earnings per share of €2.15, and ROTS of 25.7%, and a CIR of 32.0%. Borag, weekly performance. 4.25%. Friday, Agrana, at the BioFetch Fair in Nuremberg, from 13 to February 16, 2024, all eyes will be firmly focused on innovation in the food industry. For the fruit, starch and sugar group Agrana, the world's largest trade fair for organic foods, is again the ideal stage to show off its organic expertise and present its comprehensive organic product range. Agrana's organic range extends from fruit preparations for the dairy, bakery product and ice cream industries to starch products, infant formulas and top quality sugar products. The company supplies both local producers and large international players in the food processing industry. Agrana, weekly performance, -0.71%. SMO, the supervisory board of real estate company SMO AG and Herwig Teufelsdorfer agreed to terminate Mr. Teufelsdorfer's management board contract with effect from February 2, 2024. At the same time, the supervisory board decided to appoint Mr. Tomasz Szalajka, who is also a member of the board of directors of CPI Property Group SA, to the management board of SMO AG. SMO, weekly performance, -0.13%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.